Al, what's going on, my friend?
I'm good. It's great to be in here. And as you say, it's a big fight week. We had fun at our fight on Saturday with Sean Porter and Danny Garcia. And now this week, we're all looking forward to Triple G and Canelo, which I'll get to look at just as a fan.
Too. All right, Canelo Triple G press conference was just a few hours ago, concluded at the MGM Grand. You could tell, Al, that these guys really don't care for each other.
And this
fight really has become personal. And we've heard Gennady Golovkin's promoter, Tom Loeffler, be very vocal about this, as well as Gennady himself. And I remember we had Bob Bennett on the program a few weeks back when they were talking about the referees and who's going to referee this fight. And they wanted Kenny Bayless, who did the first fight, but Kenny's going to be out of town, so he can't be there. And then they were going to give the assignment to Robert Byrd, and Bob Bennett, smartly of him, said, you know what? We got to distance ourselves with the Adelaide Byrd because of the husband-wife situation, even though Adelaide's not a judge in this fight, but she was the judge and had this the crazy scorecard of 118-110 for Canelo last time. But as I point out to people, even if Adelaide scored that fight 115-113, we still get to the same result. Right. It's a draw no matter what. But all that being said, Benji Estefes, who's a very good referee himself, he will be in the center of the ring, T-Mobile Arena, for Saturday night. But so Tom Loeffler's been very, very vocal about all of this. And Oscar De La Hoya has not. He's been very quiet during this entire promotion as well, too. So it's kind of strange, but you can see that both of these guys, Canelo and Triple G, just want to get in the ring. I think they're tired of hyping it up. And if you watch the 24/7 on HBO this past week, you can see that this really has become personal for these guys, unlike a year ago when there was ultimate respect. Right. Now that's out the window.
I think Gennady Golovkin felt especially annoyed that that fight went away because of Canelo's test and felt that it was disrespectful. And I think that ended up, from his standpoint, getting a fighter who is usually not rankled and a person who is a very even-keeled kind of person, it served to get him pretty distressed. And then the back and forth between he and the Canelo camp was pretty vitriolic. That engaged Canelo in a way that made him distressed. And so I think you're right. We've reached a point where we have two boxers that are not thrilled with each other right now. The interesting thing is, how will it play itself out in the ring, or will that even have an impact? You know, Gennady Golovkin, who went into the last fight as the puncher, we thought, could Canelo, who had come up from 154 at a certain point, was still a kind of a newbie to the middleweight division, would he be able to deal with what is regarded as one of the best punchers in the middleweight division in recent years? Turned out Canelo could take Golovkin's punch. And Golovkin ended up, for those people that think Golovkin won the fight, they believe he won it using his jab.
Right.
And his boxing skills, that Canelo was the one landing power punches more often. He was the one landing the jab, and it was an interesting dichotomy. Now, Golovkin did land some power punches, so he did test Canelo's chin, and Canelo was not found wanting.
Right.
So now in this fight, Golovkin has suggested, I want a knockout because I think the decision was wrong. Will Golovkin take more chances, and how will that impact this fight? Will Canelo make more chances, take more chances? Now, Canelo has a long history of having close decisions because he turns down the volume in certain rounds. Even in wins like he had against Cotto, there were rounds he took off that made that fight more competitive. So can he sustain an attack over 12 rounds to try and get Golovkin out of there or win a solid decision?
And Canelo is vowing to bring the fight a little bit more. And you know, like you said, he has picked his spots during the course of the fight. If you go back to the first fight a year ago, he clearly probably won the first three rounds, and he clearly won the last three rounds. But it was those middle rounds where he was, you know, basically inactive. And if you talk to Canelo and Oscar in that camp and Golden Boy, you know, they're saying, well, no, he was an effective counterpuncher even during those rounds or whatever. It was an interesting fight. I'm hoping, I think a lot of fans are hoping, that we get more action. But this point here, I want to get your take on this, because I've talked to several world-class trainers, fighters, that it's not always a good thing to come into a fight if you're angry. And Gennady Golovkin here is showing anger. And sometimes, and there'll be people out there who will tell you that, you know, sometimes that kind of takes away from maybe focus or something like that. What is your take on that?
Normally, I would say to you, yes, that's an issue. I believe that Gennady Golovkin was too tactical in his last fight. Now, he did land some power punches. And some of that was not about emotion. It was about just not being able to land his power punches at the right time. And then he almost got to the point where he said, I can land this jab most of the time. I'm going to rely on this as a weapon to build up rounds. And by the way, I thought Golovkin won 7-5 in the last
fight. And I guess the point I'm trying to make here, Al, I don't know if I explained it properly, that heading into this fight...
Right, I understand.
Precisely,
yeah. But I think that emotion for Golovkin could serve him almost better because it will make him want to at least try harder to get his power punches off. Now, you can take extra chances, but remember, while Canelo landed power punches, he didn't hurt Golovkin. And Golovkin has one of the best chins in boxing. Now, he's older. He's added yet another year of longevity. So... you know, you can age in one night, in theory, boxing, even though you're not really aging in one night. So the question is, will Canelo be able to hurt him if he's too reckless? I don't see Gennady Golovkin being reckless. I see him being more aggressive.
All right. We're looking forward to it Saturday night, T-Mobile Arena. Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin, 2. And word came out earlier today that the fight officially a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
This is, you know, this fight comes at a time in a year in boxing, and you cover the sport, so you know this better than most all-purpose sports radio hosts. This comes at a time in the sport where the sport has put on an amazing product. I mean, I announce boxing. I'm not a cheerleader for the sport. So if a year didn't go so well, I'll be happy to say it. But the last 2 years, just like 2013, have been extraordinary, and this year better than 2017. So a fight like this to come along at this time, and hopefully it should be a very good fight. The last one was a good fight. Was it a barn burner classic of all time? No, but it was very good, and there were some great moments. This fight, I think, will be more exciting. So we're at a point where we are now, here's a big fight, a major fight that crosses over to the mainstream sports. And I think that's good for the sport right now.
Do you think the postponement, what transpired back in March and April and the postponement of the May 5th fight, does that help this fight or does it take away from this fight for the average fan?
That's a very good question. I think that's a $64,000 question. And we always try to read the tea leaves. And you were over there at the press conference. How many people are covering it? How many networks are here? Is it getting the kind of cross-promotional coverage in the world at large, to casual fan? I think the answer on this fight is kind of a mixed bag. I don't know. I'm very bad always at predicting pay-per-view buys, and I try to stay away from that side of it because, number one, it's a tricky game anyway. But I always like when fights of this nature get more universal and mainstream sports media coverage. This one has done pretty well. But I can't say that it has exceeded where I thought it would be in terms of the amount of coverage. Yeah. I don't know how you feel. You may have a better handle for that. I think it's about gotten there, but just barely.
No, I'm going to say that it's actually been weaker than the first time.
You could make that case.
I mean, I saw ESPN. They were there today kind of in the backdrop. But when you go back a year ago, there was a lot more media, a lot more mainstream because there was this great hype for this fight between these two, you know, Goliaths and Giants. But then fans and even the promoters will tell you this. Both Loeffler and Golden Boy will say that fight left a lot to be desired
and
from
fans. And probably if it had happened when the original one was going to happen, the momentum would have still been there. The question is, did they lose momentum?
Yeah. My take also is when you have a May fight, it seems to really register bit higher because you're competing with football in September and that sort of thing. And then, you know, and people are you know, kind of anti-Canelo to a certain degree now. And just look at the live gate. I mean, it took till today, 3 days before the fight for it sold out. Right. That wasn't the case before. Ticket prices are a little bit lower for this one as well, too. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting, like you said, to see the pay-per-view buys. But I think when we look look at it from the sport of boxing, this is a mega fight.
It's a big fight.
And anytime that you go to the sports book and you see a fight that's virtually a pick 'em, that tells you that either guy, you can make a case either guy can win, where a lot of these fights are minus 500, minus 600. Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, same odds as this. Right. Basically a flip of a coin, going to get great two-way action. And you got two rabid fan bases, you know, with this fight coming up Saturday. So I think it probably needs to get a little more hyped.
Yeah, I think probably.
It deserves it.
Yeah, the level of coverage has been, I think you're right, probably a little weaker than one would have anticipated. I do think, though, the interesting thing is from the sports standpoint, whether they get 1 million buys or 1.3 million or 900,000, whatever end it ends up being that's less or more, if the fight is really good, it'll enhance the sport because it is getting enough coverage so that it could be sufficient to be a further propellant for the sport. And we'll see. And in terms of their individual careers, probably true also.
You get to be the fan, so you can actually make a prediction now. Because every time I have you on, we refrain from that. So make your prediction.
Okay, I'm going to say I lean to Triple G a little bit. It's not with a lot of conviction because I think this is a pick 'em fight. I lean toward him because he was able to establish things with his jab in the last fight. And if push comes to shove, and things go south. For me, the guy that's able to control a fight with his jab can always go back to that, rely on it, and that can help him. So now, whether he would get the decision for that, I don't know. But I lean to Triple G, but I think it's a totally pick-em fight.
It definitely is. You know, Canelo looked very slim today, slim and trim. I do like Canelo because I feel that he's already felt Golovkin's power before.
Right.
So nothing Golovkin is going to do to him is going to shake him. I think Canelo is a little bit more versatile. I don't know about how you feel about that. And I don't know, you know, Golovkin is great, but you know,
my worry
the age
about
thing
Canelo,
too, and yeah, maybe I don't know.
You can make a case for that. My worry about Canelo is that he has a hard time putting together 12 rounds of sustained action. And I don't know if that's a mental thing or a conditioning thing. And I've announced a lot of his fights. I did his fight with Lara. I did his fight with Angulo. I've announced a lot of Canelo fights. And that's my only concern about him. But there's so many factors. This is what makes this fight fascinating. You know, the age of Golovkin, the fact that Canelo took his power. You can look at all these things, and when you throw them into a little pot, a little stew pot, it makes it hard to come up with the exact prediction that you want to give. That's why everybody that I think is making a prediction in this fight is doing so in a little bit of a tepid fashion, but saying, I feel this way, but, you know.
I think this is one of those fights that no matter what happens here, whether it's Golovkin, Canelo decision, knockout, anything that's absurd outside of maybe a fan man incident here, that we'll all come back and say, that doesn't surprise me.
No, that was anything is possible.
Al, great stuff today. Thank you very much for joining us.